Mercer, I had the most exciting experience I ever had in my life last week. I went to a wedding. It won't mine, it is some feller's else's. I wish it had been mine. That's one wedding I'd sure like to get an invite to. But I went to that wedding, and I wish y'all could have went with me. Oh, they had flowers. They had Christmas anthems and nasturtiums and petunias and begonias. I never seen the beat all around. And they had a lady playing the organ. She was playing Mendelssohn's Wedding March. Oh, I just cried and cried. Had the best time. And the bride, she come down the aisle, and she had on a white dress and white mosquito netting up and down the front of her face. I didn't see why they didn't just spray her with DDT. Her dress was awful pretty in the front, but it sagged something awful down the back. Two little young'uns had to come behind and tote it for her. She just come on in there like there wasn't nothing wrong with the hem of her dress. Seemed like somebody to notice that before she got in there. It embarrassed me. And if she'd had to get away from there in a hurry with that long dress swinging out behind her, she'd have fell, broke a leg, they'd had to shoot her. But she'd come on in there, and the groom, he was waiting for her at the halter. Well, that's what it was. It took him a little time to find it out, but that's what it was. And you know, they said the bride looked stunning. Well, the groom just looked stunned. He looked like another clean shirt of dun. One more be all he need. I felt sorry for him. You know, he is out of his mind, bound to have been. He never would have said what he did. He told that girl right there in front of all them folks that he'd give her all the worldly goods he had. He did. I heard him. He said he'd give her all his worldly goods. As Pappy is sitting by me, he said, uh-oh, there goes Jed's slingshot. And coming on home from that wedding was the closest that my feller ever come to proposing to me. I just tell you. It is just the most exciting thing. We was coming by the graveyard, and that there's where it liked to happen, right there. We come by the graveyard, and was coming along with a horse and buggy, see? And we come by the graveyard, and my feller, Hezzy, he pulled up that old horse, and we stopped there in front of that graveyard, and he looked over at the graveyard, and then he looked over at me, and he said, Minnie Pearl, that there's my name's Minnie Pearl. That is why he called me that. He said, well, it was, I reckon. The only reason I know. He said, Minnie Pearl, he said, all my kin folks for years back, everybody ever been kin to me, and I reckon ever will be, has been buried over in that graveyard. I hope someday to see you buried over there too. Well, I didn't know what to say him proposing to me like that. And then's when he kissed me. And the way he kissed me, he started to tell the horse to get up. And just as he started to tell the horse to get up, he went like this. And I got in the way. He kissed me, all right. I thought every hair on my head was a harp and somebody's playing a different tune on every one of them. I've been in several weddings myself. I've been a bridesmaid. Oh, I love to be in them. I just love a wedding. The last one I was in, though, I had a little trouble about my dress. I was aiming to wear a real pretty dress. Aunt Ambrosie and Mammy was cutting it out for me. And they had the fine pattern that we've used several times for my dresses. And this one was going to have a V-neck. And Aunt Ambrosie had on a new pair of spectacles, and they give her double vision. And when she cut it out, instead of it being a V-neck, it come out a W. Well, I couldn't use that dress. I just had to get another one, you know? Aunt Ambrosie's a fine lady. She's Uncle Nabob's wife, and Uncle Nabob's one of my favorite uncles of all. He's the finest old feller. I'd love to have brung him up here with me. I would have loved for y'all to have saw him. But every time I take him somewhere, he just mortifies me to death. A little while ago, I took him up to New York with me. I had to do a show up there, and he embarrassed me so. He never had rode an elevator. And we got in that little cage, and they jammed the door shut, and we just shot right straight up about 15 or 16 wagon greasings. Got to the top, and fella run the elevator, turned around and seen Uncle Nabob look kind of pale. He said, what's the matter, Pop? Did it scare you? Uncle Nabob said, no, I always wear my pants down around my ankles this way. day or two after that, I had a little more trouble with him. I went in one of them great big department stores, and I lost Uncle Nabob. Couldn't find him nowhere. And I found him finally. He was trying to go up on a down escalator. I said, "Uncle Nabob, what in the world are you trying to do, trying to go up on a down escalator?" He said, "Leave me alone, gal. Can't you see I'm a gaining on it?"